This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number you need is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you want to participate in tonight's program, you can call, talk about anything that we've been talking about. We've been talking about a lot of stuff about, free market court systems, how something like the People's Court, the television show, might be a template for a free market court system. We've had some callers call in and talk to us about free market arbitration systems, subscription services, something called
ULEX.
ULEX, yes, thank you. And how this is based on, old maritime law, things of that nature. We've talked about different arbitrations. We've talked about voluntary reputation systems, what that might look like, how that might affect transactions with people. So you can call about any of that. I also do want to talk about Demolition Man as Prophecy. And if you don't know what that is, we'll get into that. But in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
I want to first go to Tom in New Hampshire, who's calling. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. I want to break a news story about the documents seized out of Trump's property at Mar-a-Lago.
And now we have to fix a news story.
Vladimir Putin, he told Trump that the Russian government would confiscate Trump's properties in Russia unless Trump would transfer these documents about nuclear missiles, top secret documents, to the Russian government. And greedy Trump said, well, okay, I'll get these documents, I'll bring them to Mar-a-Lago, I'll get you the documents when I can, and in order just to avoid having his own property being confiscated.
Okay, so knowing the reputation of Tom in New Hampshire,
yeah,
I'm going to say, please cite your source.
They heard it here first. I cannot disclose my sources because I just made it all up.
Ah. Well, there you go.
Did he just hang up?
Or he got cut off by Putin and the Russians.
I think he just hung up.
Okay.
Tom? Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Tom.
Good thing someone here knew about Tom's reputation and was able to call out that BS.
We don't need a social credit score.
We just need Richie Rich. See, now you would be probably one of the arbiters then, or one of the people that, folks would seek out.
The town elder.
To do like the... Be the arbitrator, right? Somebody who has a reputation as being a fair man, who calls people out, right? But yet also reviews the evidence and, weighs them based on their factual content.
I call it right down the middle, Daddy.
So, just for giggles, what would your price be if I would want to hire you to look into Captain?
Look into Captain?
Yeah,
look into my eyes. Look at me. Look at me.
Like, messaging his Facebook friends and,
I am the Captain now.
I mean,
calling his family, hey, has he ever did you dirty?
So that's a good question. I want to say, I don't want to devalue myself or overvalue the service, but I might do that for, $50 an hour.
Okay.
An hour.
Because it's not work that I necessarily want to do. I don't make that much elsewhere.
Yeah.
So that's you're competing with opportunity cost.
Sure.
Right? And so to do work that I don't really want to do and take away from doing other work that I'm okay doing.
And I haven't looked into it recently, but that seems to be a bit below what, a private investigator might charge. Usually,
I'm also an amateur, so I'm not going to get professional.
I don't know. You just did a good job, though.
Okay.
I mean,
some people have talent.
Yeah,
right?
You passed the interview.
Great.
This is one thing that I think a lot of folks don't understand. There's a lot of emphasis today put on, skills, right? You want to upgrade your life. You want to make more money. You want to, have a bigger house or whatever, stuff like that. Then you need to upgrade your skills. Well, okay. Or you could probably take a look at yourself and is what you're doing now to, you know, sort of bring home the bacon to make the money, whether it's cryptocurrency or gold and silver or USD, whatever that is, whatever you're doing now to make the money, is it in alignment with your actual talents? Now, I say this because as a guy who played in heavy metal bands for over 20 years in the West Coast and the Seattle area, I always had a day job. I didn't care if it aligned with like my talents and abilities and that kind of a thing. I just wanted to make money to fuel my band and my weekend adventures.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the side hustle.
Pay for the practice. You know, we had to rent a room for a while before we built our own and that kind of thing.
Disposable income.
Right. But also, like, being a musician is expensive and, you know, you need to buy new strings, maybe a new instrument every now and again, new gear, new technology comes out, better recording equipment, et cetera, and so on. So I never cared about any of that. Since I am no longer a, you know, I'll call it full-time musician with a full-time day job, I've been thinking more about that. Right, with regards to day work.
The only group of people that will load $5,000 of equipment into a $500 band or a band
for $50.
For 50 bucks.
Yeah, if that. That's for the whole band, not just for the individual. $50 for the whole band. Maybe, maybe a couple of beers. They're usually crappy beers, too. Anyway, my point is that reevaluate whether or not you're getting paid for your talents, because you might not have to level up your skill set if you just simply align what you're doing for your money with what your talents are, because talents are valuable. Talents cannot be taught.
Well,
you either have talent or you don't.
I might dispute that.
You can be taught things to make your talents better.
Okay.
For certain, but if you don't have talent to begin with, if you have an unexplored talent, you're going to need to do some work. But all I'm saying is that it's entirely possible, instead of, like, going back to college and getting your degree, which, of course, I think college is worthless anyway, but some employers require things, like if you want to do accounting, you got to have a degree in accounting, for example, that
get
kind of thing.
Certs.
But, yeah, get your certs or whatever. But, like, you may not have to do that if you just take a look at what your talents are. And, like, a lot of people go, well, I'm not a talented person at all. There's a lot of people on planet Earth that say that, yet they're wrong. Everybody has talents. Everybody, to a person, has talents. It's different from everybody else's. So don't ask yourself what your talents are. Ask your family. Ask your friends, the people who know you. Go, like, what am I talented? What do I do good? And they'll tell you. Like, if they're honest, they will tell you. And sometimes, you know, like, folks can be, you don't have any talent or whatever, right? Like,
you're a bum. You're a loser.
But if you have talent, it might behoove you to align what you do for money with your talent in order to further your life, because that would, you know, do a whole bunch of things for you without you having to reinvest in yourself and upgrading your skill set.
And typically something you enjoy, too, because not only because then you'll have a fulfilled life and you won't be miserable at work every day, but it gives you more incentive to do a good job and to evolve and to learn more things and to continuously do better.
Yeah. Here's an example. A friend of mine is an artist, and he was selling his work. He was doing paintings and that type of thing. And he was selling his work, and he was doing okay, but he wanted to make more money. He was getting ready to get married and have a kid and that kind of stuff. And he thought about it. He's like, well, what can I do without giving up, you know, doing my art? What can I do to make money that is in alignment with painting? And what he decided to do was to start a business helping other artists put together their first portfolios or even revisit their portfolios, which is, artist portfolio is a glorified resume for those of you who aren't familiar with artist portfolios. So he would help them put together these very professional-looking portfolios so that they could shop themselves around and start selling their art as well. And so it was a perfect complement to what he did, and he didn't have to upgrade his skill set at all. He just simply decided to do something that was in line with his talent already.
Yeah.
So
I think I think it came up on one of the episodes of the School Sucks Project, which is sort of out of production, but doing a best of, and then they're kind of like in the middle of that.
Yeah.
And or I might have just read it online. I don't know where I heard it, but it was basically like, if you have a kid, right, who's like good at tennis,
yes,
but struggling at math, the average parent would hire a math tutor,
right,
whereas you should hire a tennis coach.
Yeah. Right, right, and have them integrate the math into the coaching of the player, because it's something they are already naturally drawn to and have shown an interest in, and they will be far more likely to retain the knowledge once it's taught.
Yep.
603-283-6160. Still to come, the prophecy of Demolition Man. This is Free Talk Live.
Be well.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And we're back!
Yes, we are. Telephone number here at Free Talk Live is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
I want to get to this prophecy.
Keep teasing it.
But first, let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. Thank you for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
I'm going to bring up that New Mexico is a Democrat blue state.
Okay.
But contrary to the typical blue state, we have a high traffic fatality rate.
So Democrats are bad drivers?
No, she said contrary to typical.
Right. The Democrat blue states have stricter traffic like laws, seatbelt laws, helmet laws. So therefore, we have less traffic fatalities. But our state happens to be blue, but we have like the highest pedestrian traffic fatalities.
So maybe it's not correlated at all.
Why do you suppose you have more traffic fatalities in New Mexico than elsewhere?
Well, especially for a blue state, the typical trend is the red state happens to have more traffic fatalities. They have like a less laws protecting, concerning like traffic laws. So I have no idea, but I.
Do you know, Sarah, what percentage higher than, you know, other blue states? Is it like 2%? Is it 20%?
Is it really bad in New Hampshire because there's no helmet or seatbelt law?
It's not, actually. In fact, it's lower here in New Hampshire than as far as fatalities go.
Than most other states.
Yeah, than most places.
So probably has nothing to do with that either.
It's got nothing to do with blue or red, so I'm trying to figure that out. I mean, I got my theories.
How do you know that it's higher in New Mexico? What source?
Well, as far as for pedestrian fatality per capita, we're the highest. And as far as like the automobile, like wrecks on freeways and T-boning automobile against automobile, I don't know what is the breakdown for that.
Okay, so your source then is government themselves, right? They're giving you these numbers? The state of New Mexico is saying this is what it is this year and last year and the year before, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, but so I don't know the traffic as for per capita, but I think we killed about like 350 to 400 vehicle-to-vehicle crashes. With, everything combined, drunk driving and so forth. So, but you're right. Maybe it's got nothing to do with the blue or the red part of it, and it's just a cultural aspect of it.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. That's my theory on it, anyway. I don't put any weight into, you know, oh, the red states are this and the blue states are that, except for when it comes to like political elections, right? Who's voting for what president and that kind of a thing, right?
If people are going to shout "seatbelt saves lives," right? And you can look to New Hampshire and say, well, this place doesn't have seatbelt laws, There's no discernible difference in fatalities,
right?
Then the seatbelt law itself has no bearing on that statistic.
And I'm sure most people in New Hampshire are, I don't know if there's more people in New Hampshire not wearing seatbelts.
Right. So, I think that the law, and hey, thanks for the call, Sarah. I think that the law in New Hampshire is... I don't think it's indicative of, you know, what seatbelts do or don't do. If you think seatbelts are a good idea, then you should wear them.
Right.
I wear mine most of the time. I don't wear mine occasionally because, like, I'm in New Hampshire and I don't have to. I've spent the majority of my life in states where you have to. Like, you can get pulled over if the cop sees that the little strap isn't crossing your body.
I've gotten pulled over leaving court.
Really?
Because you weren't wearing a seatbelt?
Yeah.
Not in New Hampshire, though.
Not in New Hampshire.
Okay, yeah. So I just do it because I can. Like, I'll leave my driveway, and as I'm driving down the road, then I'll be like, I'll put my seatbelt down.
I pull out as quickly as I can to just get on the road, and then I buckle when it's convenient.
Yeah. You know when I don't buckle up at all is when I'm in, like, one of these shopping centers, and I'm going to multiple stores, and I have to drive across, like, a street to get to the other portion of the shopping center. I won't buckle up at all.
I've been drinking.
So, I typically don't wear my seatbelts, and just because I cross into Massachusetts, is not going to make me put it on.
Okay.
Similarly, I ride motorcycles.
You've got balls.
Well, I guess not. Yeah, I guess so.
At least some ones.
Proverbial balls.
Similarly.
Well controlled.
I ride motorcycles
yes.
in New Hampshire, and I only ride my motorcycle in New Hampshire, really, because I don't go that far. Anyways, I don't have to wear a helmet in New Hampshire.
But do you?
But I do.
Okay.
Because I think it's a that's what I want to do. So yeah. even though I have the option not to, I do, and most riders I see in New Hampshire wear helmets.
In Hawaii, like, there's the seatbelt law, obviously, but my seatbelt didn't click into place. So I actually had to tuck the lap belt under my belly fat just to hold it.
To give it the appearance right, yeah.
that it was clicked in.
Yeah. yeah.
So, fun, or not really a fun story, but one of my ex-boyfriends, he got in a really bad car accident, was in a coma, like whole nine yards.
Ooh.
He was kind of driving a junker car, and he was supposed to, the seatbelt was broken on the car.
What did
he
you
was,
do?
He was supposed to wear the seatbelt the day, or he was supposed to fix the seatbelt. The day before he got into the car accident, but his dad blew him off, so they didn't get to fix the seatbelt. So he got into that car accident the next day. He was flung to the passenger side.
Mm-hmm.
The driver's side of the car was completely crushed because he flipped his car four times into a telephone pole. If he was wearing his seatbelt, he would have died. He deserves the right to yeah. decide that now, since not wearing a seatbelt literally saved his life, he has the right to decide that he would rather, you know, you're taking a gamble either way.
Yes, yeah.
So he deserves the right to decide whether he wants to wear a seatbelt or not wear a seatbelt.
I have the opposite experience, but I think a similar philosophy.
Yeah.
Right. So I did first try to move to Seattle or to New Hampshire about 5 years before I did. So 2013, 2014.
Good with the math.
Pocket. I was told there would be no math. For those of you watching over at, what do we have, video.freetalklive.com? I almost, like, did the fingers 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, or whatever it is, right?
You're embarrassing me.
I'm embarrassing myself as well. It's what we do here on the radio.
And peck on
it
the
is
keyboard.
Monday.
I was told there would be no... Anyway, so I got into an accident, and quite literally the passenger side of my vehicle was the side that was crushed. I was wearing my seatbelt,
mm-hmm.
and in fact, the vehicle had landed like on its side so that the driver's door was the top, the roof, if you will. And so I was literally hanging by my seatbelt inside the cockpit of my vehicle, and some... You know, other traffic people who had seen the accident like pulled over and like ran and like kicked out the windshield and helped me climb out through the front or whatever. So it was an interesting experience. But
I think the moral is take the choice or make the choice on your own.
Yes,
take your chances either way.
Right. 603-283-6160. Still to come. Something about Demolition Man and prophecy
and people's boggles.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Police say a man drove his car into a barricade near the U.S. Capitol and then began firing a handgun. He then took his own life. Tom Manger, the chief of the Capitol Police, says the car caught fire and the man exited.
It does appear that it was not the collision with the barricade that caused the fire. It appears that the individual may have started the fire himself as he was getting out of the car.
The war on baby powder has a big casualty.
Johnson & Johnson will stop selling talcum-based baby powder worldwide starting next year, taking its place their existing cornstarch version of the product. The move comes after thousands of lawsuits in recent years from women claiming that the talc-based powder gave them ovarian cancer or mesothelioma. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News. Police arrested three Arizona parents, shocking two of them with stun guns as they tried to force their way into a school that police locked down Friday after an armed man was seen trying to get on campus. The parents were arrested as they tried to get to their children to protect them, authorities said. Officers in the Phoenix suburb of El Mirage used a taser to stop two of them as they tried to help a man whose own handgun fell to the ground while he was being taken into custody. In the state investigation spurred by then-President Donald Trump's call to Georgia's top election official, people who have been called to testify or might be about potential interference in the 2020 presidential contest are turning to high-profile lawyers. Trump has hired Drew Findling, one of Atlanta's most prominent criminal defense attorneys, who is perhaps best known for representing rap stars, while U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham has brought on Trump's former White House counsel, Don McGahn, who was in Atlanta last week fighting a subpoena for Graham. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live.
What a letdown that was.
It's F as in free.
Great.
Really?
Right. Yeah, that was good.
T as in talk. L as in live. Free Talk Live. You can find us over at freetalklive.com. The telephone number 603-283-6160. If you want to call, the phones are open. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Rich.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there right now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. When you do that, you're going to find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. All right. So, which one you brought this in? Richie Rich?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Richie Rich brought in this story. Richie Rich brings in some good stuff from time to time.
This is from Fee.
I know.
Foundation for Economic Education.
I saw that, and I'm like, why is Richie not pulling from tabloids?
Because is he
taking on a serious aspect to his radio, you know, personality? But, yeah, this says, everything Demolition Man got right about the 21st century is so far.
And that's why I brought it in.
The 1993 film, I when I saw that, I was like, oh, wow, is it really that old? Because, well, I'm old, right? 93, I was 21.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I wasn't alive.
You weren't even around when this film was released.
Have you seen the film?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
should I add it to
goodness.
My list?
Absolutely. Yeah, 1,000% yes.
Definitely add it, but bump it into like the top four or something.
Yeah, I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, watch that tonight and then watch The Anarchist tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Set.
Yeah.
Like, okay. that's your viewing
that's
lineup.
That's my goal. Yeah. My homework.
this article will reveal, it's got a star-studded cast, really. It's pretty good.
Find an American torrent for it. Because I downloaded, I guess, a European version, and they replaced all the Taco Bells with Pizza Hut. It was nearly unwatchable.
That's really funny.
Yeah, there's some very specific Taco Bell humor in here. But, yeah, the 1993 film Demolition Man saw some parts of our future clearly and reminds us there are many shades of dystopia. For those of you who have not seen the film, yes, it's set in the future. The future. The future. And, it sort of takes some creative liberties on what the future might look like. And
the Schwarzenegger Presidential Library. For what?
The article reads, I haven't thought about the movie Demolition Man in a long time, but this changed recently when it was brought to my attention that the film is now nearly 30 years old. Made by filmmaker Marco Bambilla, or Brambilla. In his directorial debut, Demolition Man is one of those movies that manages to be simultaneously campy and ingenious.
That's impressive. That's his directorial debut.
Yeah, it is actually pretty impressive. Featuring a star-studded lineup that included Sylvester Stallone.
Hey, yo, Adrian, I'm Sylvester Stallone.
Anyway, Wesley Snipes.
Yep.
Sandra Bullock.
Yep.
And not to mention up-and-comers. This is way, so 93. Like Dennis Leary and Benjamin Bratt, as well as stage actor and the guy who played the warden in The Shawshank Redemption, Bob Gunton.
And Rob Schneider.
I did see that.
Yeah. The movie was a hit, raking in over $159 million worldwide. And so for 93... That's impressive. Today, that's like, yeah. Movie comes out.
That's not even the budget for a Marvel movie.
Right. The movie has a delicious, if ludicrous, plot. Stallone plays John Spartan, a Dirty Harry-style police officer whose life takes a sudden turn when his attempt to rescue a bunch of hostages goes awry. When all the hostages are found dead following an explosion, Spartan, along with the criminal he was trying to stop, Simon Phoenix, played by Snipes, is sentenced to be cryogenically frozen. Both Spartan and Phoenix are unthawed in 2032.
Right around the corner.
A little bit, yeah. A couple of, 10 years or so? Yeah. 36 years after being frozen in a world that looks much different. So it's kind of the same thing as Idiocracy in this respect, where, dude gets put to sleep and then gets woken up.
But predates Idiocracy by a couple of decades.
Is it as funny?
It's not as funny.
Yeah.
It's not
really, I quote that movie a lot.
Okay, it's campy, but it's an action flick.
Okay.
Like, at its core, it's an action flick.
When did Idiocracy come out? 2006, yeah?
Right. Yeah, so 13 years before in front of Idiocracy.
That's interesting. I thought Idiocracy was much older than that. I thought it came out like 2000 or something.
And the other thing with Demolition Man is it takes a lot of liberties from Brave New World. Like, it's definitely sourced in that.
It does. The author here says, I had to rewatch Demolition Man after the release of an out-of-frame short that explored all the ways in which Demolition Man predicted the future. The movie was even campier than I remembered. Well, okay, it was 93, so. But I'd be lying if I said I wasn't also impressed by just how much of the future Demolition Man got right. So, here we go. Self-driving electric cars. Check. Right. We all know that that's up and coming. There's already self-driving electric semis in some places
about this.
Of the United States already. And around the world, who knows? I mean, I'm sure self-driving electric cars are in more than just the U.S. So, humans using computers to increase their self-esteem. Yeah. Very big check, right? All the studies about how when you get a Facebook like, it triggers some sort of dopamine in your brain.
Those happy birthdays.
Gotta get that rush. Yeah. This is why I don't really want to offend anybody, but on the social media, I never do birthdays.
Yeah.
And you'll also rarely see, like, a couple of my friends, like, who are older than Facebook.
Well, you don't want to know give them ego push?
Know when my birthday is, and so they'll be like, hey, happy birthday, Captain, every now and again. But, like, for the most part, people leave me alone, and so I'm happy about that. And I leave them alone with it, too, because, like, I just feel like social media pushing you to remember people that you might not even communicate with, right? You know, followers versus friends, right, is how I look at social media. Like, pushing you is, like, sort of fake friendship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're really my friend and I know you and I really have some concern over your next spin around the galaxy or whatever it is, then I will wish you happy birthday in person. You know, but it's not so important to me, and I don't really care if anybody remembers my birthday or not. I really don't, and I kind of never have. The only importance for birthdays to me were when I turned 21, I could drink legally. Mm-hmm. I was totally going to bars and drinking illegally before I was 21. Because
I think most
older.
People who drink started before it was legal.
Yeah. But I'm saying I looked older, so I got carded like way less, and like people were just like, sure, whatever, you know. And so that happened. And then the other one was I think when I turned 25, because my car insurance rates finally went down.
And, I find the birthday reminders sometimes useful because I don't really pay attention to days
sometimes
or dates.
It is nice, yeah.
So you get the reminder, and then I will go message family members off of Facebook.
Yeah.
But I totally lean on that. I was like, oh, man, it's their birthday again? And like,
Forget mom's birthday, and you'll never hear the last of it.
How about Zoom meetings? Check. Big check, particularly post-COVID.
Yeah.
Zoom has taken over all sorts of different meeting applications, has replaced live in-person meetings mostly across many different forms of business.
I remember my dad had to go on business trips. That's old people things.
Uh-huh.
We have to go to a different state to have a meeting?
Right.
Jesus.
What else did Demolition Man prophesy?
The prophecy has been prophesied.
Prophesizing? Predictator? 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening each and every night. We're here 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern. There's a few radio stations that don't play all 7 days of the week. Some of them will pick up like just the weekends, or some will play only weekdays or only specific days. But we are available to you 7 nights a week over at freetalklive.com. Streaming. You can also, if you want to watch our video streams as well as enjoy the audio, you can go to video.freetalklive.com. And if you want to call, you have to call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, because we're in the Eastern time zone, and that's when we broadcast live. So, in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Do you really want liberty in your lifetime? Well, hell yes.
Yeah.
Later this year, Mark Edge, one of the founders of Free Talk Live, is speaking at Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's being held in Prague from October 21st through the 23rd, and it showcases autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up all around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress, and they'll explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance, which offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. Free Private Cities is offering all Free Talk Live listeners a special 20% discount on tickets, and you can claim those when you check out of their Eventbrite site using the promotion code FTL20. That's FTL20. To find out more about the conference, visit lifetimeliberty.com and follow the conference Twitter via the handle @LibertyIOL. Make sure you get your tickets soon and take advantage of the discount. If you want, you can buy your tickets with Bitcoin. Just drop them a Twitter direct message for instructions on how to do so. Again, that's lifetimeliberty.com. Use the code FTL20 as your discount code for 20% off, and that'll be in Prague October 21st through the 23rd. All right, so we've begun this story from FEE, F-E-E, that's the Foundation for Economic Education.
Yep.
And they're talking about the 1993 film called Demolition Man, starring...
1993 masterpiece.
Okay, sure. I won't dispute that. Nikki hasn't seen it, so she won't dispute it either. She wasn't even born yet.
Yeah, I'll let you know tomorrow, though.
Okay. And, you know, did it predict the future? And if so, how accurately? Well, we've already covered... it's starring Sylvester Stallone, Sandra Bullock, Wesley Snipes, Dennis Leary's in it, a couple of other people. It's a star-studded cast, really. But we've already talked about self-driving electric cars. Check. They predicted that. Humans using computers to increase their self-esteem. Check. You know, we talked about the Facebook thing. Recently, too, there's... And I talked about it here on Free Talk Live. I can't remember the name of the website, but it wants to sort of be your friend and mimic you. Ari actually signed up for one of the accounts.
Oh, yeah.
And has had fun playing with that account on a couple of different occasions and telling it, you know, all sorts of interesting information. But, like, it's there to, like, be your virtual online friend that is somewhat of a mirror of yourself. That's okay. Its whole premise. And so its job is to, like, lift your spirits and, like, encourage you and, like, all the things that, like, you know, your family and your spouse and your friends are supposed to do for you. It's trying to, like, be that for
really
people.
Really makes you wonder if you want to be friends with yourself, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if I need a computer robot to do that, I would feel really bad about myself.
Zoom meetings,
and it would mimic that.
Zoom meetings, so yeah, of course, everybody's doing these online Zoom conference things. Zoom is, like, bigger than, you know, cheeseburgers now, I guess. Arnold Schwarzenegger's entry into politics.
The Schwarzenegger Presidential Library.
Check.
Check.
Check. They've predicted that firmly in 1993. What else? Attention spans the length of a goldfish. Check. Yeah. Twitter with its 140 characters. Was it 140 characters?
It was.
TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah.
TikTok's a great example of that.
What's the limit there?
I don't know.
I don't know if there's a
limit.
Like
a minute or something.
I don't
something.
Have TikTok either.
There's
so.
Definitely. Well, they're like short clips, is basically.
Yeah.
What it is.
It's what Vines tried to be.
Well, yes. Vine was only like 15 seconds or something.
Okay. It's a short form thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Short attention spans have become the norm. We were talking about this a little bit during the break. Voice-activated search in homes.
Yep.
Check. And Rich, you have some experience with this.
You can give me the demerits. I don't care.
I've already given you five demerits for this.
Libertarians can harsh on me all they want, but I've got the Alexa set up in-house.
Yeah.
And, I mean, justifiably fine. Unless you've got, like, a dumb phone, feature phone, like, I don't want to hear it.
Right.
Because... all I know is whenever my phone is around me, like, I get ads on Facebook for what I was just talking about with my friends.
So, in your house with Alexa?
Well, no, just
my
phone.
Yeah. Your phones are obviously always listening. Yeah.
So that being said, I don't really have a problem having Alexa in my house because it's convenient.
I mean, there is something to be said for unplugging the damn thing, right? You know, just because you have one doesn't mean you can't unplug it.
Or just not use it. But it's,
you know, it's always on. It's one of the things I don't like about it.
Yeah. So when I walk into my apartment, the light switch is on the back wall of the apartment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I have to crawl through the dark to get there when I get home at night.
Yep.
So I set up an Alexa light, you know, to come on. And in Demolition Man fashion, when I get home, I say, Alexa, illuminate.
Nice.
And deluminate, and the lights go on and off.
I'll give you back one demerit point, so I'm only going to subtract four.
Okay.
I'll give you the one back because you do mimic the Demolition Man movie.
Okay.
So
I'll take it.
Yeah. That's,
I don't even care.
That's definitely cool.
Worth it. Worth it for the convenience. Alexa, set microwave timer for 90 seconds.
She can do that?
Yeah.
Whoa.
See?
I don't remember... I'm going to have to go back and watch this movie again myself. Because
please do.
This says digital currency, they predicted. Check.
Okay.
I don't remember them using digital currency.
I don't remember them using cash, except when they were down.
They had credits or whatever, right? And I remember, like, whenever Sylvester Stallone would cuss. Right, yeah, they would find it. Yeah. But, like, it seemed to me that they were fining him for, like, something he hadn't yet even earned.
Well, because he was new. Like, everyone else already had it. That's probably how they were paid.
Yeah, right. Okay, I guess.
And then automatically deducted.
And, like, I'd just like to point this out again. There are people on the internet who say things like, the dollar is not digital.
Yes, it is.
Like, it was digital before cryptocurrency was. Like, literally. Like, bank accounts.
Yeah.
Like, when you go and deposit $1,000 in cash into your bank, right, your local branch of whatever bank you use, the bank of your local whatever, you put $1,000 into that thing. They don't then put that $1,000 into an envelope and ship it across the country to, like, the main bank, and then your particular subsection of the actual physical bank now has that specific $1,000 in it. No. They credit an account digitally.
Well, not they don't even have enough money to cover all of the bank accounts at the bank.
There is
part of it.
Far less cash in the world than there are zeros on bank accounts that people believe that they have cash on. That's why banks are afraid of things like a bank run. Yeah,
you deposit $1,000, they lend out $9,000 legally.
Well, actually, now they don't even have that reserve.
Oh, that's not even a
reserve. Yeah, they got rid of that. I think during COVID.
So screw it.
Yeah,
doesn't even matter.
So they can lend out as much as they want.
Yeah. So it used to be they had to have it's called a
fractional reserve bank.
Fractional reserve banking. Thank you. And it used to be that the bank would have to have 10%. Of whatever it was they were going to lend out. So if they were going to lend out, you know, $100, they had to have $10.
Even that is absurd.
It's absurd.
Imagine if I was doing that.
Yeah.
But the only way they can do that is if they don't actually have to physically give you the cash. They just increment the system.
Right. So now, if you go into your local branch bank, because you've been a customer at that bank for all your life or whatever, and, you know, your credit's pretty good, and you're like, hey, can I have a loan for a car? And they go, yep, your credit looks good. You're employed. They do a background check on you or whatever. They go, yeah, sure. That'll arrive in your account in, you know, X amount of business days. And so it's just numbers in your account. They don't actually put that amount of cash into an area set aside specifically for you.
Which is also why it's absurd that it's not instantaneous.
Right.
Wait, so wouldn't this make the U.S. dollar essentially worthless?
Yes. Don't spread the word if you're holding U.S. dollars.
I'm not.
It's not really a secret. I mean, we've been broadcasting it here on national talk radio for probably 20 years or so. You know, that's the dollar has actually lost over 98% of its value since 1913. Perhaps even further back than that. But
well, that's when the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and the more money they print, the less value your dollar has. So if you've been sitting on $5,000 for 5 years, guess what? It's probably only worth about $2,500 right now compared to what it was worth when you saved it. 603-283-6160. Was there anything else Demolition Man predicted? We'll find out. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.